Good afternoon on this Ascension Day of theological and natural beauty. It's in the light of the promise of this day that we survey life in the Spirit on this sixth week of Easter. And we have learned so far that the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, is given to us for testimony. And he testifies to Christ that he is our Savior, the one who completes us and transforms us. That the Advocate testifies to us about our best self, both in encouragement and in challenge, so that Christ truly becomes our way, our truth, and our life. And it is the Holy Spirit who testifies to us about the commands of Christ, about the gospel, so that we recognize that his yoke is not heavy. Rather, we receive it with love and embrace it as the way forward to our own completion. And it's in that testimony that we realize that we have the wherewithal to enter with confidence into the experience of life. Now, confidence doesn't mean it's always happy. Confidence means that we walk forward with an awareness that we have companionship. For we hear in the gospel that Jesus will send us the Spirit of truth. And he says, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. It's in the Spirit that we recognize Jesus will come. And we can recognize it at so many different levels. We recognize here that in this statement, we recognize the promise of Pentecost. I will come to you with the outpouring of the Spirit. We recognize the promise of eternal life. We recognize the promise of the sacraments. In each of these, he comes into our experience with strength for the present and hope for the future. But it's also true that this promise through the Advocate attaches to our own personal experiences. This is the promise of our joys, that the Spirit will bring Christ into the happiness of our loving, the fulfillment of our working, the generosity of our nourishing. This is also the promise of our tragedies. When we are most alone in the face of the incomprehensible, of sickness, of loss, of dispute, of departure, the promise is Christ will be there. It may not feel like it, but faith perceives him. This is also the promise of our loneliness and the promise of our anxieties and our perplexities. It is the promise of the hour of our death. In another place, Jesus says, every hair of your head is counted. And so you think of that. Every hair means every part. And every part includes not only the physical parts of me, but the parts of my life. And so I walk forward confidently because as I want more and more to know him, who is the destination of my journey, I recognize with each step that I am known by him. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.